It's Thursday, the 3rd of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. The Regional Energy Regulators Association of Southern Africa has appointed the Manager for Regulatory Affairs at the Electricity Control Board of Namibia, Francois Robinson, as its Interim Executive Director. With Namibia being one of the core participants of the regional organization, we spoke to the CEO of the ECB, Robert Kahimise, for comment.
The executive director for RERA that has been at the helm of this organization for 19 years accepted a similar role at ERB, which is the regulator in Zambia. So the executive council appointed a senior manager from ECB in an interim 6 month acting capacity to head RERA while the council will look for a substantive executive director.
The Ministry of Industrialization and Trade has supported over 3,000 micro, small and medium-sized enterprises through its equipment aid scheme in all 14 regions of the country. Minister of Trade Lucia Ipumbu said the scheme lowers business setup costs and has helped some SMEs grow into larger enterprises. According to the brief, 24 beneficiaries in the Zambezi region received equipment through the scheme with a funding allocation of over 600,000 Namibia dollars. 60% of South Africans believe the government of national unity is working well, while 28% feel it's performing poorly. This is according to a poll by the Social Research Foundation, which also tracked electoral support for parties inside the coalition government. It found support for the ANC and Democratic Alliance in particular had increased by up to 10%. The foundation's Gabriel Mackin says one of the main reasons for the upswing in sentiment was that the government of national unity had effectively addressed the concerns of the middle class. Then health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo have postponed an mpox vaccination campaign that was scheduled to start in the east of the country. The vaccination has been pushed to a yet-to-be-named date to enable health experts to deploy all the medical equipment and train health workers before they administer the jab.
The vaccination against mpox was set to begin in the DRC's eastern city of Goma. The city hosts thousands of people who've been displaced by an armed conflict. Most of them are living in crowded camps where mpox has been spreading. Congolese officials have postponed the vaccination campaign in order to train health workers and deploy the vaccines and storage facilities. The DRC received 260,000 doses of vaccines from the European Union and the US government last month to combat an mpox outbreak that has spread rapidly across the country. Chris Ochamringa, Kinshasa.
And UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has warned that the Middle East is on the brink of an outright war, which could be disastrous. Starmer took part in a call with G7 leaders to condemn Iran's strike on Israel.
We agreed on the importance of Israel's security and right to defend itself in the face of this unacceptable aggression. And we call on all sides to show restraint and avoid escalating further. We also agreed on the urgency of ceasefires in Lebanon and Gaza to allow the space for political solutions.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.